Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 6 of the ALCS. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, here we go, back here live with our guy, Robert Flores. Nobody better to have us here as we get ready for Game 6, and it could be a closeout game for the Houston Astros. Robert Flores, our guy, who's got a huge weekend for him. You got Arizona coming in with DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt to play your Houston Texans.
Oh, my God.
I know you've been thinking about that. I know you can't wait for that. And then baseball, the baseball playoffs are in full effect. Let's look at this one tonight, man. After Framber put together the best performance of a starter in this year's postseason, Luis Garcia said that he saw some things from Framber that he wants to try to replicate. What changed there, and is that something that Luis Garcia can do?
Well, I think the biggest thing that Luis Garcia can take from Framber Valdez is to attack the Red Sox hitters, attack the strike zone. Now, I'm not saying when you hear people say attack the strike zone, you're not, these hitters are too good. You're not throwing it right down the middle, but that's why the job is so difficult for these pitchers, not only in the playoffs, but really at the major league level. You can't miss over the heart of the plate, but there are parts or quadrants of the strike zone that I think you can attack, and I think that's what we saw with Framber Valdez. Get strike one, and that seems to open up everything else in your arsenal. And I think what Luis Garcia can take from that is, hey, I'm going to attack. I'm going to make them put the ball in play. Hopefully they don't hit it 800 feet, but I'm not going to be walking dudes and giving them free passes if at all possible.
Roflo, what about the Brent Strom after three straight young pitchers, Framber Valdez and Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy, got absolutely shelled and knocked off the mound early in ball games? Brent Strom kind of indirectly mentioned maybe they were tipping some pitches there. You think that was something that may have been a big problem for one or more of these guys, and that's why it could be different this second time around this series?
Clint, it could be, man. These guys – you're talking about these teams, these players and coaching staffs, they're very good at picking up pitching. Now, just to be clear, I'm not talking about doing anything nefarious or against the rules. I think whatever happens on the course of a diamond, if a pitcher is tipping his pitches, that's fair game. If that's whether that's picked up from second base or in the dugout, that stuff is fair game. So that quite possibly could be it, and I think that the Astros have a pretty good staff of knowing when, suspecting, hey, maybe our guy is tipping some pitches, and they made the necessary adjustments. But I really think you're going to know early on what this game's going to look like from both Luis Garcia and Nate Eovaldi, because remember, we saw him a couple of days ago coming out of the bullpen.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, joins us here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Let's stay with that. Nate Eovaldi or Eovaldi, I've just butchered his name. I don't know if it's E or U. Is it Eovaldi? It's Eovaldi. Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, Eovaldi, I think, is down south, isn't it?
That's his Texas roots. He knows where Eovaldi is.
But no, you talked about Nate Eovaldi, and he pitched, and he threw 24 pitches. And they've tried to say that's a bullpen, like, side session. Man, that stress and that inning is not like a side session. He's their ace. Do you see this to a point where he can shut down this lineup, or do you think the Astros, being able to see him, have a good chance at get to him tonight?
So this is why I think these next two nights, two, if necessary, are so unpredictable, because I don't know. I don't know what Luis Garcia is going to give the Astros. I don't know what Nate Eovaldi is going to be able to give the Red Sox. Yes, he has come out of the bullpen before. He did it in 2018, helped them to a World Series. He's going to have to do it again tonight. But remember, he's coming off a pandemic-shortened year where he only threw 40-something pitches. So is that going to affect him? Mm. Clint, as you mentioned, if you're watching the game, you can hear how much effort Nate Eovaldi is putting into each pitch.
Yeah, he's a grunter.
It comes through. Yeah, that was not a side session. So it's going to be, like I said, you're going to know right away what he has. He is perfectly capable of going 7 2/3, 7 strikeouts, and 1 run. He's perfectly capable of that. If that happens, the Astros could be in trouble.
Roflo, another part of Eovaldi is I mean, this is going to be the third time the Astros hitters have seen him. And yep. And the meat of the lineup has seen him. We all know that in a six-game series at this point, that could mean a lot, man. Hey, with the Astros, I'm just curious, which moment do you think right now in the ALCS, which moment was bigger for the Astros? Christian Javier in that three innings that he pitched, I believe that was game four, or you think it was Framber Valdez in the eight innings he pitched in game five?
I mean, Christian Javier, at the time, I thought he saved the Astros' bullpen, certainly, and he might have saved the season. But I think what Framber Valdez did, he was just masterful, and especially easy back there. Easy on the horn. Easy.
That's right.
It's just considering what he looked like in game one. So I think it's Framber, but man, don't sleep on Christian Javier and what he has meant for this bullpen. And I will be glad when he's back in the rotation next year.
Robert Flores, as we are out here live on the corner of Congress and Crawford across the street from Minute Maid Park, getting set and getting you ready for game six tonight. And I'm curious, I felt like this to me, one of the differences in this series and why the Astros have a 3-2 lead is it feels like to me Dusty has outmanaged the draws off of Alex Cora in this series. The reason why they're going to see Eovaldi for a third time, which was odd to me, why he was brought in that game, like a sense of desperation. Are you sensing that, that Dusty Baker's getting the better of this?
That's hard to say because if Alex Cora calls Nate Eovaldi in that game out of the bullpen and Eovaldi shuts the door, then are we still having this conversation? Are we still talking about this series, or is it over? Maybe you can quibble with Cora allowing Chris Sale to face Yordan Alvarez for a second or third time with a base open. But to be fair to Alex Cora and the Red Sox, Chris Sale, that's the best he's looked post-Tommy John. No one got to Chris Sale the other night, really, except for Yordan Alvarez.
Yes.
So it's very easy to play Monday morning quarterback, and hindsight is 20/20. But Dusty has made some good moves as well. The move to get Zach Greinke out of there, Christian Javier. I mean, all these decisions – It's so difficult to judge them because they don't happen in a vacuum. Often, one decision leads to another. So it's very difficult, and it just shows you how evenly matched I think these two teams are right now.
Roflo, this series has been full of moments that you can say the intangibles of this clubhouse, the leadership within this clubhouse has been a huge part of their ability to not fold, the ability to come back. Yeah. Is there anything? And I look. We've talked about this before. Carlos Correa is a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you think Carlos Correa can do in the next, I don't know, potentially nine ball games that could sway Jim Crane one way or another? I know we don't know Jim Crane in terms of where his head's at, but do you think that the next nine games that there's anything that guy can do to move the needle on Crane to open that checkbook a little more?
I mean, if you're talking about basically asking, would Jim Crane spend any amount of money to keep Carlos Correa? I don't know the answer to that. My guess and my hunch is that he won't. My guess is that the price for Carlos's services are going to be so high that he will price himself out of the Astros market. I'm not saying the Astros aren't a high revenue club and aren't a big market, because they are. They are a big market club. So if you hear some nationally talking about, oh, look what the Astros have done, they're not a big market team, baloney. They are a big market team. Houston is a big market city. But at some point, I think Carlos Correa is going to get a deal that's in the high 200 millions, if not 300 million. That's what I think. So if you're driving around your car right now and you've got a price in your head for what Carlos Correa is going to get for a contract, just know that it's going to be higher than you think. And that's why my gut says we're seeing him his final games in an Astro uniform.
All right, I refuse to give up hope. Robert Flores, MLB Network, just really took a real kick right into the nuts right there for Robert Flores.
Hey,
on
things
that.
Could change. Things could change. We'll see.
No, you already said the truth. I appreciate you joining us, man, and hopefully we're talking to you next week about World Series.
Hey, Robert, real quick, man, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but if the Astros do wrap this series up, man, when you look forward to the World Series, who do you if you're the Astros, who do you want to see, the Dodgers or the Braves?
You want the Braves. I don't think you want any part of the Dodgers. I know they're physically not right, and they're missing two of their big bats. Max Muncy and Justin Turner. You're not going to see either one of them.
Or
the
Joe
pitching
Kelly.
Staff. Joe Kelly is out. Clayton Kershaw is still out. But Max Scherzer is still healthy, and so is Walker Buehler. And Julio Urias is still nasty. And Brusdar Graterol is throwing about a billion, and it's moving all over the place. So, if you're the Astros, you wouldn't mind it go seven. Let those two teams beat the hell out of each other, but you take the Braves.
All right, Roflo, man, we enjoyed you as always, and appreciate you, and enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, you got it. And remember, guys, no matter what happens, when the Astros season's end, now we can all focus on the Houston Texans. Here we
That's
go
right,
now.
Baby. That's
Let's
right,
go.
Baby. And we got every game right here on Sports Radio 16.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
I appreciate you, Florida.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.